74 degrees, and either it's raining or it's extremely humid. I'm not sure which. No, it's raining. Quite a bit, actually.
It's pouring out there.
Yeah, see, I wasn't going to go the cats and dogs route, but it is raining pretty hard out there. So be aware of that. If you're heading outside and you don't have an umbrella, my sympathies. That's all I'm going to say. But this is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's 590 WKZO. It's 308, and we are glad that you are on board here. It is a Monday, and oh, boy, is it a Monday. Oh, boy. Yeah, one of those days. But we're going to get you through it. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff. Got some things that are on the agenda a little bit later. You know, the president was talking about some new carbon rules, reducing the amount of things that are put into the environment. The EPA all over this one. We're going to talk a little bit about that, get some thoughts on that, whether you think it's good or bad, either way, or, you know, the way that it's being undertaken, what you think about that. We'll dig into that at some point. Also, the gas tax increase. They're discussing it in the state Senate, the idea to repair roads by increasing gas taxes pretty significantly. We'll talk about that with you as well, as the Senate has been getting together in one of those rare Monday sessions. I have to admit, the first thought is, aw. But.
For them.
But I get it, and I'm glad they're at least looking at some things. Also, the prisoner exchange over the weekend. This prisoner, the Bergdahl, Sergeant Bergdahl, on his way home. But was it done in the right way, and is it a good thing? There's been some debate over that. There's been debate over how this came about, and we'll talk about that as well as we continue along here on the program. Just a few minutes, we'll dig into that. Of course, with any of the topics that we bring to you, we've got some ways for you to interact with us. First of all, 382-4280. That is our local number. If you're in the local area, give us a call. You can chat that way. If you're not local and you want to be on the phone, hey, that's okay, too. We've got a toll-free way of you getting with us, 877-382-4280. Or you can text us as well, and you can do that, 80373. Share your insights. And, of course, we share some of those insights as we go throughout the program today. So those are some ways that you can get in touch with us. Now, before we dig into that, this is an interesting movie I've got some tickets for. If you've seen Groundhog Day and you've seen any sci-fi movie, put the two of them in a blender and you'll come up with this. And I know that kind of sounds silly, but here's what it is. It's called Edge of Tomorrow. Tom Cruise is in this thing. Basically, it's a sci-fi thing. Looks like it's pretty bad business. Things are not going well. And then this guy awakens again and again and again at the start of the same day. It's kind of strange, really. But these are tickets we're going to be giving away a little bit later on in the program, four of them. And get this, an IMAX movie as well. So we'll be able to, you'll be able to see it on the big, big, big screen at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Four tickets. Looking forward to that, definitely, to give those away. And who knows, we might even be able to sneak it past Michael.
Nope, I'm already ready.
No! I keep trying. All right, anyway, there'll be some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. I don't know. I mean, we got to do it. You know, it makes him feel good. So there it is. Also, video of the day. Face it, you don't want to admit that you've played Candy Crush Saga.
I actually haven't.
See, I haven't either. But what I've had is people inviting me to play Candy Crush Saga. In fact, just as soon as we posted this, I went on Facebook and somebody invited me. It was incredible. But this particular video, the people that do Honest Game Trailers have done one for Candy Crush Saga. When you watch this, whether you've played it or whether you've been invited and you don't want to play it or whether you've been trying to ignore it, regardless, you will find this funny. So you're going to have to check it out for yourself. It's at the blog section at WKZO.com. That's down below the news area. Also, we've got a link to our Facebook site. It's posted there as well. So like us, and you can be a part of that there. So hopefully you'll check that out. Love those Honest Game Trailers. They did one for Mario Kart, which oddly enough, they just put out another version of, which makes sense because they seem to about every 3 years or so.
They got to have one for the new system.
And they do. That new system that apparently no one is buying. Oh, well, they had to try at least.
get people to try to buy the Wii U.
I guess. So, anyway, you'll enjoy that, and hopefully you'll enjoy some of the other things at our website as well. All right. Wanted to dig into this a little bit. If you've been paying attention to the news over the weekend, you heard about the release of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. 5 years that he has been in the hands of the Taliban in Afghanistan. And apparently the administration has been trying to get him turned loose. They wanted to figure out a way to get him out of captivity and back in our hands. Well, he's back in our hands now. And the details have come out about what kind of exchange needed to take place. It was an exchange of 5 Guantanamo Bay detainees. These are people that we've captured during the war. Some of them, I believe all of them with Taliban ties. There were apparently a couple with Al-Qaeda ties. The interesting thing about this, and there's a couple of different ways of looking at this. First of all, the idea that, you know, and it's been said over and over and over again, should we really have negotiated for him? Now, I know he's coming home. If it was my kid, yeah, I understand that. If it was your kid, I get that. But here's the other part of it. We're negotiating with a group of people that are not a ruling government anywhere. They were when we started in Afghanistan. They're gone. So could you put them on the footing of terrorist? Well, you could in some sense. They were the ones that were harboring Al-Qaeda when they were in charge in Afghanistan. So you could say, well, yeah, maybe because of that. You could also say that, well, you know, maybe because they're not ruling anywhere. They're not the government there, so to speak. But then the other side of it is, well, okay, they're not the ruling party there. It could be the same as a political party. Okay, could be. I don't know. But political parties usually don't take prisoners. Imagine if they did.
Yeah.
Gosh. But that's kind of some of the debate that's been going on. You have heard people, you know, even John McCain has come along and said, yeah, not a good idea. These guys we're giving them are high-ranking people. They're some of the heavy-duty ones. You heard Mike Rogers. He's a congressman here in the state of Michigan. And he basically said, you know, it sets a price for American soldiers. And talked about, you know, should we really have done that sort of thing? There have been people that have said, all right, does that put our troops at risk? Ted Cruz said that, you know, this would make some terrorist organizations decide, all right, well, we're going to target capturing some of these, you know, some of these U.S. soldiers because then we can get some of our boys back. You know, and there have been thoughts about, well, we never discuss things. We never negotiate with terrorists. But in some cases, they'll say, well, yeah, we sort of do. Seen it pointed out that, you know, in Afghanistan, for instance, you know, you had bin Laden. And he was, when he was in Afghanistan going up against the Soviets, well, you know, we sort of liked him. But now, it's something where it's not necessarily what we like. You know, we certainly don't like what he's got to offer. So, really, what does this really mean? And then throw on top of it, and this is not something that I'm necessarily going to cite as, hey, here's something that shows me that we shouldn't have done it. I just think it's kind of curious. It's been pointed out that the father of this soldier, Robert Bergdahl, said on Twitter that he was working to free all Guantanamo prisoners and said, God will repay for the death of every Afghan child. Well, interestingly enough, that particular tweet from Robert Bergdahl was taken down, deleted it. And I find that kind of interesting. Now, I'm not saying that that's something that shows us, all right, there's ulterior motives there. We all have ulterior motives at some point or another. But I guess I've got to wonder, and the other part of this too, because this gets even bigger. There are congressmen saying, well, wait a minute. Any prisoner exchange needs to go through Congress. We need to be given 30 days notice that this was going to happen before it took place. Well, the administration has defended it by saying, well, we didn't have 30 days. We didn't have 30 days. Felt like he was in ill health. Needed to get him, need to get this taken care of. And they know at this point Congress is not going to react too much because, well, guess what? That's pretty popular, bringing home one of our one of our soldiers that has been held prisoner. But I guess you got to wonder, too, if there wasn't the thought of maybe we could track him down and figure out a way to liberate him, per se. Which might have been a thought, too. I don't know. I don't know. And I will admit, I don't know everything there is to know about this. But what I can tell you is that it bothers me a little bit that the administration is saying, well, we didn't have 30 days, so we just bypassed Congress. Because we're seeing other things that the administration has done to bypass Congress. They've done it again and again and again. So it makes you wonder if this was, at the very least, if they could have worked with Congress and said, look, we don't have 30 days. We want to go get this guy. Here's what we want to do. Can we do something quickly and quietly to get this taken care of? You know, I got to think that there are enough people in Congress that could be reasonable about this and say, all right, we'll take this above politics and talk about this and do it in a way that makes a difference. Now, you know, I guess that's kind of where my misgivings lie. I mean, regardless of what the guy's father said, I don't really care. I don't think that matters because that doesn't necessarily stand for the guy who's been in captivity for 5 years. He's just a family member. We're returning a serviceman to him, and I'm sure they're thankful. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And being that we're in America, his father has the freedom to say whatever he wants. So I'm not going to say, well, we shouldn't have done it because of what his father said. No. His father can say whatever he like. Obviously, there's consequences for what he says, and that's a different animal. But I'm not going to necessarily say that was a good or bad thing. But I think there are other issues here. There are other issues to look at. Could the president have found a way to work with Congress on this one and make it work a little bit better? I think there could have been a way. And I'm not sure there was a way tried. It's just explained off as, well, we don't have 30 days. So since you don't have 30 days, it's okay to break the law. And I think that's what bothers me about the whole thing. Now, I'd like to get your feedback on this. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. 803-73 is the number for texting. If you would like to text us and tell us what you think about this as well, if you can't be on the phone with us, we certainly welcome you that way. But occasionally, also, we love to get your phone calls, too. So go ahead and give us a call. We're going to head to the phones right now and chat with Andy, standing by in Kalamazoo. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You know, a little bit of a backstory to this. It's also awful interesting how this guy got caught. I've heard a couple of reports now that says he just wandered away from base, unquote. Now, coupling that together with what his father did, boy, that's interesting.
Well, interesting.
In terms of what he said.
Interesting, but I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, there's a reason we shouldn't have done it at all. I mean, he's free to say what he likes.
I mean, he certainly is free to say what he likes. Mm-hmm. But boy, you know, his father's saying that he's going to free those people in Guantanamo, and his his son just conveniently wandering away and getting caught and put up for ransom to get five of them free? I don't know, man. That's weird.
Well, I mean, I'd buy it if it just happened a few months ago, but this guy's been in captivity for 5 years.
Okay.
So I don't know that I necessarily buy that. That said, though, I mean, to me, it bothers me that the administration didn't feel the need to go, okay, look, guys, you know, we don't have 30 days to get this done, and went to Congress secretly and quietly, said, can we do this? Because we need to get our boy home. That I could have bought a little better than just, well, we didn't have 30 days, so we're bypassing Congress. I mean, that's breaking the law.
Well, that's kind of Obama's MO these days. I mean, he's you can sit there and rattle him off as well as I can. Mm-hmm. The number of things that have gone down like that in his presidency. But I just thought I'd throw my two cents in. Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Andy. Moving on right now to Chris, standing by in Richland. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Hey, nice stormy day today.
Oh, hey,
I'm gonna see Andy's two cents. I'm going to raise it four. This guy, Bergdahl, where he was stationed, it wasn't a base space. He didn't go off base to go hang out at a discotheque or go to the grocery store. They were out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. He left his base on purpose, and he left all his gear. He didn't get kidnapped. He didn't. And then the people who went out and rescued him, there were at least six people over the term of their searching for him. Six people died by IED or by ambush that mm-hmm. were going out looking for this guy. He left his duty station on purpose. I'm not saying we don't try and get this guy back. If he wanted to come back, you know, we shouldn't try and get him back. But there's no way that we should have, not to mention the how many people died to capture these five. These aren't just five Taliban guys. These are five commanders.
Mm-hmm.
Five Taliban commanders that we probably lost assets in order to capture these guys. And then we lost guys trying to find Bergdahl. This is a big, a pretty big deal beyond the administration, you know, the politics of the administration breaking the law. Mm-hmm. That's horrible. That, you know, if Bush did this or Reagan did this, you know there'd be hearings about it. You know that, you know, like Iran-Contra, there were a lot of hearings about Iran-Contra and people went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anything's going to occur on that side of it. But at the very least, this guy needs to be prosecuted for leaving his post.
In defense of the defense secretary and some of those people, they've said, yeah, you know, we're gonna be able to address that later. Right now, we want to get him back and into society. And I understand that. I mean, he's been 5 years in captivity, and the guy's having some problems. So, you know, I'm willing to wait a little bit to find out what happened.
From what I understand, his problem is speaking English. You know, mm-hmm. he's become acclimated to the Taliban point of view is what I think is the problem. I mean, just from what little bit I've been able to read about it and from what I read about it beforehand. And this is, you know, for us to release five commanders under this circumstance is outrageous. And you know, it just is a first. I mean, what are we going to do? This is just a further testimony of how far we've drifted away from, you know, core American values. Like, we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Right.
We do not,
Chris, I got to run. I'm on top of a break. Thanks for your call. -74 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's not pretty out there. That's about all we could really say. It's just wet and nasty, I guess.
So, one of those days.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, it's a good thing that you're staying inside unless you're not. And if you're outside, I'm really sorry. I am. You just find an umbrella somewhere. Well, we've been talking about this soldier, whether or not he walked away. And that's another thing, too, that they've said, well, there's three different stories out there as to how he got away from base, whether he just wandered off or went AWOL. Or there was another release that he fell behind on a patrol. And there's a lot of stories there. Those stories will come out, and I think we'll hear that. But the big question here is, I think it's two things for me. First of all, it's how the administration went about doing this. That, first of all, you know, we talk about, well, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Well, some people could say, yeah, we did in this case. and we're sending five of them back overseas in exchange for our one soldier. We've heard that angle on it. The other part of it, though, in my mind, is the administration feeling like, you know what? We don't need Congress on this one. Even though the law says that Congress has to know about this stuff, Congress has to deal with this, and there's got to be notification of this thing, could they not have at least gone to Congress and said, look, got a deal on the table. We want to be able to get this done. We want to bring our boy home, that kind of thing. And I don't know that that has been done. And that bothered me. That bothered me a great deal. And I guess sort of the flippant way it was put off, this idea of, well, wait a minute, Congress needed to know and there needed to be a 30 days notice and that kind of thing. The administration's response, we didn't have 30 days. We didn't have 30 days. That's basically all you got. Instead of, hey, you know what? We're going to work with Congress on this one. And just, you know, behind closed doors, go to Congress and say, look, it's important we keep this secret. But this is going on. We want to do this. This is what we want to do. And then some of those questions can be asked and can be asked on the QT so we don't end up having this thing blow up in our faces. As it is right now, looks like there's a price tag on American soldiers. I don't like that either.
Mm-mm.
And that bothers me. We're going to be talking weather here shortly as we continue ahead. We're going to take your calls on this issue and some others as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. -74 degrees in Kalamazoo, 339. Jeremy Lawrence here with you. Well, you know what? I know given the state of the weather right now, you probably do not want to talk about the weather. But, you know, we've got to figure out if this week is going to look like more of this.
I have a feeling it is, according to the forecast I looked at.
Yeah, and we'll have to see what the latest is on this. And we're scheduled to speak with, I believe, Bob Larson from AccuWeather. I think he's back from his vacation. We'll have to double-check and see. But I'm kind of curious to see, all right, what kind of weather are we going to deal with? Is this going to be good, quote-unquote, fitness weather, particularly if you're one of those runners? You know, and if you were one of those people that were Kalamazoo marathoner or half marathoner or 10 or 5K, or 5K was my thing. But, you know, if any one of those, you're probably training for something else, or at the very least, you're out running. So what's it going to be like? That's the big question. The big answer on that one comes from none other than Bob Larson, who Bob is apparently back from taking a weekend away. So, Bob, welcome back.
I am back. Thank you, Jeremy.
Boy, you sound more energized than I do, Bob.
I'm fired up. I'm pumped up. I'm well rested. I'm hyped up on caffeine. No, I'm good.
I was going to ask if you drank a few Red Bull before you got on with us.
Sounds like it. But
Bob's
no.
Got his wings.
Yeah. So I came in at the tail end of that. I heard about answering the question, but I didn't actually hear the question. So,
well, we're looking at what the rest of the week is going to look like. I mean, you know, because we've got. I mean, it's not fun out the window. I just looked out the window and I don't want to talk about
it. You got a real soaker.
Yeah, yeah. So we're kind of curious, are we looking at more of that for the rest of the week, or is it going to mild out for us at some point?
Well, that leads to my word. I might as well jump right to that.
Okay.
And the word is repeat. Now let me explain.
Okay.
Very mysterious. Repeat. I'm going back and I'm thinking big picture, and I'm looking back to last week, the overall broad picture. If you can think back, a week ago today was, of course, Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
and we were enjoying a pretty good holiday. But, of course, that night, Memorial Day night, Monday night, we did have some showers and storms move in. And then we had to deal with at least sporadic showers and storms for a couple of days. It took us through Wednesday before we could, mm-hmm. where we still had to, you know, it wasn't raining all the time, but we had showers and thunderstorms scattered about through Wednesday, even into Wednesday evening. And then, lo and behold, it got really nice Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and so on and so forth. And overall, this week looks a lot like last week. We've got the showers and storms that moved in a little earlier than they did a week ago. They're here now as opposed to waiting until Monday night.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to be dealing with on and off showers and storms through the midweek period through Wednesday. Looks like it gets really nice for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Now, Bob, one of the things that, you know, with any storms, you've got an awful lot of people to say, well, are we looking at any potential for severe thunderstorms?
Well, at this point, since the storms are already upon us and they have not issued a preliminary watch, I think the overall feeling from the severe weather experts is that while these storms are and can still be heavy, they're not necessarily going to be violent storms with large hail and tornadoes and such. But I have seen some reports of very strong gusty winds with some of the thunderstorms and obviously the heavy downpours. So I'd be on the lookout for that. But more than anything else, I think they're just heavy more so than severe. And the worst may be on top of us pretty much right now. By the time we get to early evening, at least past 7, 8 o'clock, I think they're mostly off to our east, and the rest of the night settles down and probably doesn't rain any longer. There might be fog because of this added dampness in the air, but I do not believe we'll have any more storms tonight. And for that matter, even tomorrow and tomorrow night, it looks to be fairly quiet, the next round of showers and storms coming Wednesday. So after we close this afternoon and early this evening, it could be a prolonged break before the rains come back at some point Wednesday, and it could be very heavy rain on Wednesday. But after Wednesday, looks particularly pleasant for Thursday, Friday, and hopefully Saturday as well.
Okay. And will this get us a little bit closer to where we need to be rain-wise this at this point in the year?
Yeah, it's going to be a step in the right direction. When we last spoke last week, I guess it was Wednesday before I went away, talked about how we were awfully far behind, and you know, we've got some catching up to do. I don't think we fully get there by even Wednesday when we count today's rain and Wednesday's rain, but we're certainly going to be moving in that direction to get back toward average.
Okay. Well, Bob, have yourself a good rest of your Monday. I'm trying to ignore it as much as possible. I don't know about you, but we'll chat at you a little bit more tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather there, keeping us abreast of what's going on out there rain-wise and, you know, will there be storms and that kind of thing. I guess we heard at least some good news in that. I don't know. Still trying to digest that one a little bit, I guess.
Well, as long as the, you know, end of the week is okay, I'm fine with that.
Looks good, but yeah. You want to get outside? Well, today's not your day. That's probably the best way to put it. Going to keep talking about all of this stuff as we continue. Hence the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO.74 degrees in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Lawrence, your show here on 590 WKZO. It's a Monday. We won't talk about it much. I promise.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it
either. Sounding blue over there. It just kind of came off.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel lethargic and tired today. And I guess it's because it's Monday, but I don't know why. I'm just not as chipper as I usually am.
Boy, that's a little frightening because you're normally pretty chipper.
I know.
So. Well, that's the kind of Monday it is. When Michael's not chipper, there's problems. There's bound to come some trouble now. I don't know.
What kind of trouble are we talking about?
In your case, you might look crossways at the phone before you answer it. But one thing we were talking about earlier, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about the soldier. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, he was released, or I guess exchanged with the Taliban. And this was something where, you know, we exchanged five prisoners from Guantanamo Bay for his safe return. Now, there's been people who say, well, they're going to Qatar, and Qatar is going to hold on to these guys for another year or so before they get them back to their to where they're from originally. Now, these guys are Taliban people. Some of them have had ties to Al-Qaeda. And there have been some... There have been an awful lot of people that, you know, the administration is saying, it's a happy day, it's a great day, we got him back, we got him home. I mean, you know, that's going to play well. It really will play well that, hey, we're bringing one of our soldiers home.
Absolutely.
We're bringing him home. He was in captivity. Only one that was in captivity there. We got him. We're bringing him home. That's that. Okay. Got you there. But I find it interesting because the defense secretary, he was visiting troops in Afghanistan, and when he told a group of them that this is a happy day, we got one of our own back, he was met with silence. Now, okay, granted, it's our troops, and you don't know whether they want to just kind of go, well, don't really, this isn't called for, you know, we don't want to show our emotions, our thoughts here in front of me because, you know, we're on the base here, we're at attention or whatever. You know, and you don't know if they were or not. But either that or maybe there's some sort of doubt among the troops about, well, you know, we went after and brought one of our own home. I mean, it definitely communicates to our troops that, hey, guess what? Yeah, we brought one of ours home. We don't leave anybody behind, that kind of thing. So, yeah, there's that. But the other side of it is like, well, okay, maybe there were some doubts there. We don't know how he got into that situation to begin with. Did he abandon his post and just walk away? And what really happened with that? I'm sure we'll find out at some point, probably not soon. At least not soon enough in the eyes of some people. And there are people, there are several congressmen that have said, you know what? I'm happy he's coming home, but I really don't like these circumstances. We gave up what? And there have been people, Senator Ted Cruz said, well, we've put a price tag on U.S. soldiers. You know, what does this tell terrorists? That if you capture a U.S. soldier, you can trade that soldier for five terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, I could see that. The other part of it, and this is the part that bothers me, the part of it where the administration, apparently they had to go before Congress with this one, and oopsie, they didn't. They just went ahead, did it, got it done, that kind of thing. And they were asked about that, and Congress said, well, wait a minute, this was supposed to come before us, 30 days notice, you know, that kind of thing. We didn't have 30 days, they were told. As if, well, we didn't have 30 days, so okay, it's all right to break the law. You think that would work if you were speeding and you went to the officer that stopped you and said, well, officer, I really didn't have time to stop for you. I had to get to work.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly.
I don't think that would fly. No. You know, there's certain things of like, well, all right, yeah, I had kind of an emergency. There's somebody in my car having a heart attack. We're going to the hospital. Okay, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cop gets that. They understand that. Particularly if you end up calling ahead and saying, all right, tell this cop behind me this is what we're doing. You know, that's one thing. But it isn't going to work if you say, well, you know, I didn't have time. You still broke the law.
Yeah.
And that bothers me. And it seems like this administration continues to do that. And in this case, they've done it again. And all right, you don't have 30 days. Get with Congress. Get with them secretly. Just say, look, we can't go telling people about this, but we've got this on the table. We'd like to be able to do this. Can we get something done here? I would think there's enough people that are reasonable, at least, in Congress that they could put aside any partisan differences and say, all right, this would bring our boy home. We get that. Okay. Maybe we can do something here. But there was no consultation. There was nothing. It was just like, well, we're going to do it. Oh, we had to go to Congress. We didn't have time for that. Come on.
Yeah, I would have went and met with them secretly to let them know what's going on.
And there's the thing, too, if Congress brings this up in the future and says, well, wait a minute, the president was supposed to talk to us, you know what you'll get from the administration. They're playing politics again. No. The administration broke the law. And I'm not saying let's start impeachment proceedings here, because I think that's ridiculous. But let's at least question, all right, why did you do what you did? What could we do to make it better if you go to do something and you need our approval? Because this needs to be looked at. And if they keep doing it, then there need to be consequences for the action. There are some people, well, you know, impeachment's the only way. No. There are other things that can be done, certainly. But that's the ideas that have come at me because of this. There have been some conversations about Sergeant Bergdahl's father. He made some statements on Twitter that were later taken down. Interesting. He says, I'm still working to free all Guantanamo prisoners. God will repay for the death of every Afghan child. And he took this down later. And I thought, interesting. He had that up there. Now there's some national attention. Okay, that's gone. Nothing to see here. Now, I'm not going to say that's a reason why we shouldn't have done it. Because I think, you know, that Bob Bergdahl can say whatever he wants. This is America. He has the right to think whatever he wants and say whatever he wants. He could say it on Twitter, and if he really believed this, he honestly should have left it up. But I think he knew there was going to be some problems from this. Oops. Yeah, suddenly we don't look too good. Okay. But regardless, some more attention needs to be paid to this than just to say, one of our boys is coming home. Hot dog. Well, that's nice, and I'm glad we got him. But did we pay too high a price in giving up these terrorists, or supposed terrorists, depending on your viewpoint on this, in exchange for one of ours? Are you talking about five guys who were part of the Taliban? This is the group that was harboring Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We all remember they had them, you know, they were protecting them and that kind of thing. Well, we got the Taliban out of power. The Taliban doesn't rule anything. You know, they're not the official government of Afghanistan, and yet we negotiated with them. That's interesting. That's interesting. And I think negotiating with terrorists on this one could be even worse. I'd love to get your thoughts. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You can also text us, 80373. Share your insights that way. One person did text earlier, and they said, how did that soldier survive 5 years in captivity and not get his head cut off after a few weeks like all other prisoners? Well, I don't think all other prisoners have had that kind of treatment. Obviously, he didn't get it. I'm not going to even really address it. Just to say that there's a lot of questions to be asked. What happened to him in captivity? How was he treated? You know, we already know that there were situations where he was having trouble speaking English. Well, you can imagine, it's been 5 years since he's heard it spoken around him over and over and over again. But there's a lot of questions around it. I think they're questions that are worth getting some answers for. Now, I'm not necessarily saying in this case, let's get answers right now. The guy's been in captivity for 5 years. He's coming back. You know there are going to be questions about what were you doing, how did you get away from base, what were you thinking, and if he did abandon his post, there are going to be some answers to be had in some sort of court-martial type thing, you would think.
Because
they would say, well, wait a minute, you walked away from your post, absent without leave, AWOL, yeah, we don't like that. And there might be some problems with that. So some truth will come out that way, possibly, if the military is willing to part with those truths once they find out what's happened. But ultimately, we're going to find out a few things about this. There's going to be some looks into this. But will we be looking into the right things about it? That's the question I have. That's the question that I'm not sure there's an answer for, because you get back to it. We've got a situation where we exchanged five people from Guantanamo Bay for one of our soldiers. Does that embolden terrorists to be able to say, well, let's get some American soldiers here so we can get some of our friends free over here? There's the other one. And, of course, the administration said, well, I don't have 30 days, so yeah, forget Congress. We're just doing what we want. And that's a problem, too, because you know there are other – and there are other things we'll talk about later in the show – where the administration is going, well, okay, we'll bypass Congress because, you know, they're not doing anything, so we're going to do this on our own. Let's not forget that the president said, well, I've got a phone and I've got a pen and, you know, executive orders. I don't need you guys. He said that in his State of the Union. And the whole attitude bothers me because I want to see him at the very least understand and respect what the Constitution says about things, that we've got this equal other branch that's out there with all these representatives saying, all right, we represent the people too. And here's what we're hearing. Here's what's going on. Here's what's happening. That's the thing that bothers me about the whole thing. We're going to talk about the EPA coming out with some new carbon limits. That's an interesting thing coming up. And plenty more where that came from. We'll take your phone calls as well. 382-4280. 877-382-4280 as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.